Thank y'all for listening to the dumbass, pointless, non-creative podcast. What are you fake mad about today?
Yo, that's great.
This is not a safe space. I mean, despite what he just told you.
It ain't just him, it's me. I'm insecure too.
But I was still hurt over the girl who broke my heart.
You was a hurt hoe?
I want my $500 and my girlfriend back.
Kissing was more intimate than actually having sex.
You ain't have sex. Did you use your mouth?
Yeah, the times that I was in love with somebody and it didn't work out, I felt that. And it took a long time for me to get past that.
A lot of females, you know, though, they might think about it, you know, work on themselves or...
But I don't want her going in the back, doming them up.
In that case, I'm an aspiring billionaire.
Fake. It felt fake to me.
I don't really care for people to be finding me or looking for me.
When a guy cheats us, you know, they're horny.
Welcome to the Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B. We are on episode 63. I've been blessed to do 63 of these things with y'all listening to me. I'm looking at the numbers sometimes and I see how one week could go up, another week could go down, then the next week can go up. I don't know if y'all chasing the subjects or y'all just chasing me, but either way, I fucks with you. My monologue today, first of all, I'm still a little shaken by that loss last week. It's still rest in peace, Lolo. Again, it's crazy how many people we losing as we get older. Love your peoples. Outside of that, I just want to speak to y'all for a second. Listen, always do your best no matter the situation, because you never know who's watching, who's clocking you, who sees you as an idol, who is appreciative of you, who is supporting you from afar. And ladies, I understand sometimes shit gets real in life and you unintentionally may get hurt or you may hurt someone in the process. But realize, some people are put in your life to help you grow and others are placed there to show you that you will get better at receiving what you deserve. I know that no apologies can ever heal a pain that a man gave you. But just know that every man didn't intentionally hurt you. And some try to warn you before the river gets too deep and you still want to swim. You will remain strong. You got to remain strong on that journey to meet those life goals that you work so hard for. And with that said, I just want to remind you, it's not all men, so stop saying that shit. Let's get this podcast popping. Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B, episode 63. I got some great guests. Let's go ahead and get our guests introduced. Bernard, tell them who you are, what you do, if you want them to find you. Let them know how to. Speaking of Mike, clearly let them hear you. Go.
My name is Bernard. I don't really care for people to be finding me or looking for me. I guess they can holler at you and you can, you know, vet them if they want to find me. You can let me know, but that's about it, man. I'm just a truck driver and that's it.
Just a truck driver. He's a just business owner, ladies. Don't listen to him. Just a truck driver. He's a business owner and he is single and he's looking to get you pregnant. Next up. The do-rag deacon. He ain't got the do-rag on today, but it's okay. Introduce yourself, kind sir.
Yo, my name's Christian. My IG is I work in human resources for my profession. Instagram King Joffrey Jofa 617, and Facebook is Christian Hall. If you're trying to look me up,
he is not single, so ladies, don't try to look him up. Last up, and I mean last because he got here last. Young Tal, introduce yourself to him.
Yo, what up, y'all? Peace. My name is Tal. I feel like I've done this several times already, so I'm trying to think of creative ways to keep doing this. But I'm a friend to the podcast. I've been up here a few times. Thanks to the good brother Fousey. I'm based in New York City, and I work in a music studio. Really great space in the city, also an event space. We also are a production company, so we make in-house music, along with running a program where we teach music to incarcerated youth in different facilities throughout the city. So got a few things going on, music-related. Also an aspiring rapper, a 40-year-old aspiring rapper at that, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's me.
Let me reshape that a little bit, because in other genres, you don't have aspiring, right? You are a rapper. You are an MC. You just happen to be 40 and doing it. It's not like you just started today. So
nah, I appreciate that respect for sure. I appreciate that respect. But I say aspiring in the sense that
you want to get not, paid for it.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, so that's about that.
In that case, I'm an aspiring billionaire. So all right, let's jump right into it, gentlemen. Sorry, ladies, you have no representation today. But, you know, I'll be trying to get y'all on. Going to start with a local one here to Charleston. I know this guy, so I'm not going to say his name. I know him because he hangs out at the same bar as I hang out. It's hilarious to me. Not hilarious that he's in trouble, but that he thought he can do this. So let me read the report first, and then we'll talk on it. A man from Charleston is facing charges after police say he flew into Charleston International Airport, CHS, with various narcotics in his luggage. Blank, blank. Is charged with one count of possession of cocaine, first offense, and three counts of drugs slash possessions of narcotic and schedule 1, B, C, LSD, which I guess doesn't have its own schedule, and schedule 2, first offense. What I want to know is, like, when they charge him, how do they know it's his first offense? Unless, well, the cops know it. That's a dumb question. At approximately 11 p.m. on a Monday, officers with the Charleston County Aviation Authority Police Department, those the boys at the airport with the dogs, right? That's not TSA. That's actually police officers. Responded to airport's baggage claim area for an investigation. They don't say why it was investigated, but, you know, they approached him, who told them he had flown in from Syracuse, New York. That's a weird airport to fly from. Officers asked to search his belongings, to which he consented, according to the report. He admitted to having Mary Jane and some cocaine in his luggage, police say. When they checked his luggage, police found cocaine, heroin, MDMA, and LSD, but no marijuana. Why would you lie and say you got marijuana when you don't? He was arrested and transported to the Isle Canada Detention Center, or as the locals know it as, Lees Avenue. He was pending a bond hearing as of yesterday while we're taping this. I'm not out at the bar, so I don't know if he's out or not. I hope the man is, because, you know, like I said, I know him. I don't wish him any ill will. And now I got that out the way. Bernard, you're local. How dumb is that to fly into the airport with drugs and then lie about having one drug when you got a bunch of other drugs?
It's pretty crazy. But it seems to be like a common thing that's happening a lot more for some reason.
Right. Christian, what are your thoughts on this? You, I'm not saying you would do this, but if this was your way of life, would you take the airplane? I don't see that as a smart move.
Yeah, probably not take the airplane, but like Bernard said, people just be doing stupid stuff. Like, remember the Joel Santana thing with the gun? I think that just happened again with Mike Epps. Yeah, he just got arrested for having a gun, bringing a gun to the airplane airport.
All right, but here's the thing: where I can understand the gun, right? So if you pack in your luggage, because you can travel with a gun, you just have to clear it, right? It's not illegal to travel with your gun; you have to declare it, and you can't carry it on the airplane. It has to be checked. So I can see you meant to do that, and you mess up. You know, you still might catch a charge like Joel's did. But drugs is a little different. It's not like you can declare drugs on it. Tal, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm more upset about Joel's teeth than his actual gun.
Hey, Lee, that man, he can't help it. He lost his teeth.
He got his teeth fixed. I think.
Yeah,
I think
he's fixed now.
we gotta leave him alone now. He got him fixed. I think he got him
fixed. Yeah, he got those shinies. Got the Bugs Bunnies. Tal, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I say this. I can't really. I feel like obviously bringing anything aside from marijuana to the airport is not a good idea, unless that is your profession. I don't really read the article, so I don't know the details of why homie was bringing
it's
that.
Not his profession.
I don't know the quantity of what he brought either. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how much of each thing that he had, but I can say from personal experience, I can say that here in New York City, weed is now legal. And when it first got legalized, I don't know how much of it is true, but I heard a bunch of different things, like how much weed you can carry on you in the street, how much weed you're allowed to have in your house, and even how much weed you're allowed to travel with. This is what I thought was like real facts. This is why Google is not always reliable. So I'm thinking this is real facts. Like, oh, I could bring 28 grams with me when I take the plane because it's legal in New York, right? So I actually was flying somewhere, right? This is maybe like a year or two ago. I'm flying somewhere and I had probably like 21 grams in my bag. And I didn't have it like some people, a lot of people, when they travel with Bud, they like to put it like in their the check-in luggage. You know what I'm saying? So they'll put it in the check-in luggage because it's less likely to get flagged in those circumstances. But when I found out, or thought I found out that it was all good, I had it in my carry-on, and I had it like in plain view, like not even trying to like hide it. I was happy to bring it with me, like, oh, we good. So I had it in my carry-on, and
yeah, you brought weed time, in full view on an airplane.
21 grams at that. So that's like that's three quarters. That's 3/4 of an ounce, right? This is the true story. So that's 3/4 of an ounce. Boom. So I'm on the plane. I'm going through TSA. I'm calm as shit because I'm like, I'm good. Like, I'm good. I just read up on this. I'm good. Calm as shit going through it. I go through the whole shit. Everything's all good. I put my bag through the machine with the x-ray machine, right?
X-ray machine,
so I put the bag through the x-ray machine. Now, mind you, this was like a year or two ago. I've flown a few times since then, so I got a little more experience, but it had been a while.
Where were you flying to?
I was going to California, so it had been a while since I was on a plane. It had been a while since I was on a plane, right, at the time. So long story short, I didn't realize also, like when they tell you take the electronics out, like if you have a laptop, X, Y, and Z, take that out and put that in the bin and slide it through. So in addition to the weed in my luggage, I actually had like a Bluetooth speaker in my luggage as well. And that was in the luggage. I didn't take it out and I didn't put it in the little bin. So I get through the shit and I notice that my bag's not coming through the other side of the conveyor belt. So I'm looking, I'm like, what's going on? So I see the bag is to the side. Like I see it's like flagged to the side. So I asked one of the TSA agents, I'm like, yo, pardon me, I was cracking my knuckles. So I'm like, yo, that's my bag right there. Like, why is it to the side? So he's like, yeah, your bag got flagged. I'm like, okay. So immediately I go to the weed in my head, right? I'm like, okay. So I'm like, why did it get flagged? He's like, well, you had a Bluetooth speaker in your bag, and at first we thought it was a bomb. But then he goes, no, but look, that's not the funny part. The funny part is, he goes, don't worry, it's not for the large amount of weed you have in your bag. Told me that straight up. So I'm like, oh. So that was another sigh of relief right there. Like, okay. Then I had a large amount of cash that I had put through the shit too, and my shit wasn't to me yet. So I'm like, yo, I got like $1,000 in that bin. Yo, I'm going to make sure my shit don't get lost. He's like, don't worry, there's cameras everywhere. You'll be all right. He was like, but nobody told you to put the money in there. But long story short, they knew that the weed was in there, but they wasn't tripping off of that. But later I come to find out that technically it is not legal for you to bring weed on the plane, even though it's legal in New York. So I said all of that.
It's legal in Cali, but you know why, right? Because
it's legal here too. It's legal here too.
No, that's what I'm saying. You know why you can't do that? Because weed is legal in local
municipalities.
Thank you. In municipalities. That I'm on the dark, ladies and gentlemen. And local municipalities, but it's not legal federally. So, like, if the feds wanted to, they can raid all of these weed shops. That's why they're cash businesses mostly, and that's why they take their money out every night or every two nights and put it in different banks and get it insured. Because if the feds wanted to be assholes, they can run up in these places and take the weed and be like, it's federal over local, you know. But yes,
I can't co-sign why homie would do what he did. But I'm just giving my perspective. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm giving you my perspective. Like, I was misinformed.
But you also ain't have cocaine, anybody, heroin,
yeah, no, exactly.
MDMA, so anybody's and confused LSD
about that being allowed or not. You know what I'm saying? And the funny, hey, yo, just to add to the story real quick, I was still confused. I was still like thinking I'm good. Because after they flagged my shit, he was like, don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking I'm good. So rewind to like January. I went to Puerto Rico for 2 weeks. So I'm thinking I'm gonna do the same protocol, but I was going with family this time. So my sister-in-law, she got me paranoid because she's like, yo, you're not allowed to take Bud with you. And I'm like, what you talking about? I just got flagged. The homie was like, you good. So I actually called the airport to be like, yo, I just want to know, I'm about to take a flight. Like, am I allowed to bring weed with me on the flight? And the dude was like, sir. And it was like, I think the airport had like a message board. So it clearly wasn't somebody in New York. It was like a, you know, probably like a South Asian guy or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, sir, what is your name, sir? And I was like, what? I was like, yo, bro, I'm just asking you a simple question. Like, if it's no, it's no. Like, you don't got my name. What you talking about?
He's about to flag the shit out of you.
Yeah, so I was just misinformed in that situation, basically.
Ignorance of the law is not an excuse. That's what they tell you when they arrest you, right?
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact.
But I'm gonna be either way, I wouldn't be bringing illegal drugs on an airplane. It's not, as Bernard said earlier, this has happened a lot. Like, I'm starting to see a lot of these articles where people in Charleston are getting caught. I don't know how long they've been getting away with it, but whatever it is, stop doing that shit for a while, y'all. Those are Fed charges when you fly on an airplane with illegal drugs. Just like when people fight on airplanes, or, you know, like, I don't get why people fight on an airplane. Y'all going to the same place. Wait till y'all land. You don't get on that no-fly zone. Now you got to take a train or a Greyhound back. Enjoy it. Moving on. This will be a fun one. Not in our hood, you rat. You snitch. You tattletale. All right, they probably didn't say that one, but it sounded like something I would say just to make it funny. Rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine. You know what's funny? I never really cared about how to spell Tekashi, so I always put 6ix9ine. Like, it's just a T-E-K. That's a girl name. Tekashi 6ix9ine is beaten to a pulp. I don't know if it was that serious. In men's locker room of LA Fitness Gym, 5 years after testifying against gang members and Cardi B. He didn't testify against Cardi B. The rapper was attacked in the LA Fitness Gym on Tuesday night. His attorney says he tried to fight back. I didn't see it. But he was outnumbered by his attackers. It was three of them. He was humiliated in front of other gym goers at LA Fitness after he broke rank to testify against other Blood members. The artist was jumped as he tried to leave the fitness club. He was in the sauna. That's why he had a big ass. First of all, he out his mind wearing a bubble jacket in the sauna. And then he had on those sauna shorts. He like a WWE wrestler, for real. He was jumped by a group of men who later boasted about the attack on social media. So you jumped and beat up a rat who you said was a snitch, and then you got on social media and snitched in yourself. It must be two sides. They wouldn't have did it that way in my hood. The extent of injuries is not yet clear, and it's unclear whether any of the men have been apprehended. While punching and kicking him, one can be heard yelling to another, take a picture. Take a picture. I'm going to be famous now. It's unclear what prompted the attack. We know what prompted the attack. He was labeled a snitch. He is a snitch. And I'm sorry. I hate when I get to arguing with the articles, because I should probably read these articles first and see which ones have the most non-bias. He cut a deal to lessen his own sentence. We know about him snitching. He had 47 minimum years, but he wasn't from the streets. He was basically made into a gangster because he was being extorted. What I have to say about this is, and I said this on my Facebook, if I'm getting jumped in the gym and all these motherfuckers with muscles don't break up this fight, I'm coming back and I'm airing out that whole gym. Y'all got all these muscles, y'all can't break up the fight and get them off me. Now, if I'm winning, it's cool, don't break up the fight. But if I'm losing, I'm getting jumped. Y'all better not let these dudes jump on me when y'all got all these muscles. What those muscles for? The late great Prodigy once said, I'll shoot you in your muscles. And now I understand. Anyway, did he get what he deserved? Tao, what are your thoughts on this young man, Daniel, of New York City? That's your city, New York City. And what are your thoughts about this? Did he deserve to get punched in the face? Wait, before you ask that question, let me bring in one more thing. Mm-hmm. I am sick and tired of all these keyboard warriors bringing up George Zimmerman whenever something happens in New York. I mean, in Florida. Listen, George Zimmerman got punched in his face sitting at a restaurant over that. George Zimmerman got shot at. Now, it might not have been for what we wanted it for, but he was arguing with somebody and he got shot at. And the people who tried to kill him, they missed. But they doing time in jail right now. And George Zimmerman is not walking around bragging about killing somebody. He's not walking around bragging about being in the gang and being untouchable. He's not walking around at all. You barely see him. The man might have a job. Who knows? Because we don't see him. He was living in Arizona for a little bit. They found out, sent him back. He was living in Texas for a little bit. They found out, sent him back. He was in the sundown town of Texas, too. He thought he was good. That's where he almost got killed at. But now he's back in Florida. Anyway, stop saying that dumb shit that George Zimmerman is walking around like nothing while people are attacking the bozo 6ix9ine. I'm sorry, Ty. What are your thoughts on this? Did he deserve? I mean, he deserved to get punched in his face. But did he deserve to get jumped in the LA Fitness?
All right. So first, I want to say rest in peace to Prodigy. You mentioned Prodigy. Rest in peace to Prodigy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you remember that line? I shoot you in your muscles. You remember you said that?
Yeah, of course. Of course. I'm a big Prodigy fan. I'm a big Prodigy fan. Those that know me know that. So anyway, yeah. Rest in peace to P. Yeah, like as far as this, look. First of all, you mentioned the George Zimmerman thing. I never make that correlation. So I think it's funny when people automatically go to that immediately. So yeah, I don't really know what to say about that. But as far as Tekashi, when I first saw it, I didn't see the videos that came after. I saw like a TMZ post that showed like his face after, I guess, whatever happened, like much after, because it wasn't bleeding. It was just like cut. And stuff like that. Then the next thing I saw was an actual video of him after he got jumped, and he was like, "Y'all jumped me, y'all jumped me," whatever. His face, he was leaking, right? But then I saw the video of them actually jumping him, and there's two different videos of that I've seen so far. After I saw that, when I had initially seen the TMZ article where it was just a picture. I posted it in a group chat that I'm in. And one of the people in the chat actually said, this is giving me like Jussie Smollett vibes. And I was like, you're bugging. It looked like he got tuned up. But then when I saw the videos later that came out, I'm kind of leaning towards that too. It just felt like, it felt forced. It felt like, you know what I'm saying? Even the way the commentary homie was making, why he was like barely kicking him and punching him. He was just like rolling him around on the floor. He caught a couple kicks to the stomach and shit. But it really just looked like they was just like tussling. He was just like tussling with him and just popping shit, like manhandling him. And it felt like, it almost felt cringy. Like, yo, I'm going to be famous now. Like, it just felt mad fake. It felt fake to me. And then I seen, right before we got on here, I didn't get to read it, but I saw a post on TMZ, I believe, about the men that jumped him. They came into the gym and went directly to the sauna, almost like they already knew he was in there. So unless somebody, I guess maybe somebody in there called them to tell them, otherwise, that's a coincidence. You know what I'm saying? So it just, I don't know, man. It felt funny to me, Sam Pauls. It felt funny, and I'm not buying it. It just feels like his light is really starting to dim, and he's looking for any way to keep relevant. You know what I'm saying? That's what it feels like.
Do you think from the outside looking in, that was with him? Wasn't in a. I mean, I can imagine.
I didn't even know he was with a security guard. I mean,
if you saw the video, it was the guy he walked with at the end that came in and looked. He walked out with him. That was his security guard.
That was his security guard.
Security. Yeah, he wasn't in the woods. Nah,
I watched a lot. I can't call it, man. I smell a rat. I smell a rat. Pun intended. You feel me? Like, I'm not buying it. You know that shit. It just seems too much of a coincidence. Like. You know what I mean? And then, like I said, from the last videos that I saw. Some smell fishy, man.
It might be a rat.
Yeah. And then from the last videos that I saw where they were actually putting hands on him, kind of. Like, it was just more talking than anything. He got a couple kicks. You know what I'm saying? And he had his legs up trying to defend himself, I guess. Or defend himself from being hit, whatever that was. You know that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows that. That's like the UFC move when you're on your back. And you know what I'm saying?
You go in the fetal position with your feet up. Yeah.
But you try to keep the guy off of you and whatnot. Like, you could do the bicycle and shit, you know what I'm saying? So it was really a lot of that. I just felt like, you know what I mean? It just felt, I'm not buying it, son. Unless I hear different, I'm not buying it.
The thing is, with this bozo, you don't know what's fantasy and what's real anymore. It could be real, and people still going to say, he set it up, because he's starving for attention.
Clearly. I mean, that's a fact. And when he got kidnapped, that was real. And right away, everybody thought it was fake. And everybody thought it was a hoax. You know what I'm saying? So... You know, I get that part of it too. But truth be told, if it's real, I don't care. And if it's not, I don't care. I think it's funny, you know what I'm saying, regardless. But it just
word on the street is you reap what you sow.
Yeah, that's a fact, man. If that was real and that's what he got what was coming to him. You know what I mean? Like, and truth be told, he got off lucky. Cause really, he probably should get it way worse than he got it. So we'll see what happens in the future. You know what I'm saying?
He won't be working. Cancel your membership. Christian, what are your Durag Deacon? What are your thoughts on Bozo 6ix9ine?
Well, it's like two things. The first thing is the energy you put out, you're bound to get it back in return eventually. So everybody's up to date with how goofy he was on the internet and, you know, just media in general and stuff. So I don't really care too much about the goofy dude. So if that is real, that's good. I mean, he gets what he deserves. But I'm with Todd too about it might be fake because you know how it is with people nowadays trying to be famous or trying to get their name back up if it's like if they seem like kind of cold or something like in music or anything like that. So I wouldn't put it too far past them to do something silly like this to try to get his name back out and then drop like a song later on addressing it and stuff. So
that nobody gonna listen to.
Facts, that's true. Well, some people, but yeah, most people yeah. not.
People still listen to his shit though. People still, or maybe at least they go to his IG page. I know that.
The people that look at because I think TMZ will listen to it because
he's still making money overseas. I think he's still making a lot of money overseas too. I think.
I think he gets a check from the feds too for it can't be witness protection because he already outed himself. But I think he still gets a check somehow. Christian, I mean not Christian, Bernard.
Yo, so
are you up to date with the Bozo?
Yeah, I didn't even think about it being fake or a setup. Like you said, you reap what you sow, and he was running around for a long time, you know, trying to be funny, pissing people off. And if he finally did get caught for real, then let that be a lesson to everybody out there. That's what happens when you get caught. But at the same time, like, him getting beat down is not going to make me run to iTunes and be like, let me listen to the latest 6ix9ine, you know, 6ix9ine track.
Mean.
So if it was an attempt for attention, that's a fail. He just got fake beat up for no reason.
You got fake beat up with real blood. Yeah, they put a period on that man's face. If it was real or fake, we'll move on. I said my thoughts already. I don't care too much about the Bozo, and it's not even because he snitched. I get it. He's a what Wack 100 used to say. He's a citizen. He's not a criminal, so I get it. Like, the guys who extorted him should have seen that coming from him. But whatever. He's a cornball. Even before all of this, I always called him a bozo. I don't even know if I ever like one of his songs. I like some of his beats, though. Maybe I should rap over him. Anyway, let's switch gears, gentlemen. Let's switch gears. Start with you, Deacon. Before, actually, I hate when I do this. I'm going to start with you. I'm going to say my own shit. So someone asked, and I'll actually read this. Why is it so easier and faster for men to move on? I moved out 2 months ago and I just ran into my ex with someone else. This really hurts. How could he move on so fast? Why is it so much easier and faster for men? To which this psychiatrist, her name is Dev Purdy. She's a pretty good on relationship advice. Not 100%, but she's like in the 80s in what she says, 80%. She said, from the outside, it certainly looks easy for men who jump into new relationships because the bed sheets are cold. All men don't do this. And some women do it too. But men are more likely to relationship hop. You could easily believe this means he completely moved on. It's simply not true. When men invest emotionally in relationships, their feelings run as deep as you. So what is the difference? Thank you for that, Deb. The difference is that women are socialized to express their feelings of loss, grief, and sadness in ways not taught to men because I'm a man, right? Masculinity and all of that socially imposed bullshit. On top of that, women have broader and more emotional, profound support networks than men. Y'all got y'all girlfriends to cry upon. We go to our homeboys and go to the bar and drink and don't talk about that shit. Generally speaking, women's ability to ask for help and use emotional coping skills make them better able to process emotions and recover, but it takes time. Those without the skills to deal with this messy and intense emotions that come away with a breakup, they contain them by filling the vacuum with a warm body, aka to get over somebody you got to get under. somebody. Y'all have heard that saying before. A man who immediately begins a new relationship is using it as a coping mechanism. I think in the hood we call it a rebound. It allows him to step back into the acceptable space of being the tough guy he's supposed to be. He's suppressed and carpentalized. I hate when I do this with words. It's the brown. His emotions instead of doing the painful work of healing him. I be sounding like Floyd Mayweather sometime. Just, y'all know the radio. It's normal and expected that seeing him with someone else will really hurt. The most important thing you can do now is focus on your recovery. Remember, it's not about him, ladies. It's about honoring and loving yourself by doing whatever is necessary to heal and move. Get your support. Join the groups, our group chats. Take the screenshots that y'all be doing anyway for no reason and spying on y'all old X-Men. But remember to be gentle and loving with yourself because, above all, take care of yourself. And that's all that I can say. Me and Deb said that because I totally interjected a bunch of shit she said. But let me read something somebody said to me about this subject, and then we're going to hop over to Christian and let him speak.
I think it's compartmentalized.
So when I'm not looking at words, I can spit off a bunch of words. When I'm reading them shits, my brain be like, that's not what it's trying to say. Like, my left and my right brain be going at it.
Nah, it happens. I'm the same way it happens.
All right, boom, back on here. So a friend told me this, when I respect, she said, I feel like a lot of it depends on the emotional maturity of the man. A more emotional mature man would more than likely take the time that's needed to heal and move on properly from a relationship. Also, a lot of it depends on the connection between both parties of the relationship. If that man wasn't as connected or invested in a relationship, then it's easier for him to move on. And I kind of agree with her, but I'm saying, like, if you need the healing or not, a lot of men equate the feeling of being wanted to physical touch, hugging, sex, all of that good shit. So when the option isn't there with someone that it once frequently was because of a breakup, because I'm speaking for the men, at least on my side, we frequently search to satisfy that need first before building back our emotional wants and needs. I know that was a lot to unpack. Christian, what are your thoughts on this? And you don't even have to unpack all of that. Let's break it down to the simplest question. Why does it seem easier for guys to move on physically in relationships?
I think like in general for not all men, but a lot of us, when it comes to like physical and
when it sex, comes to sex, I'm similar to the thriller. I'm sorry, go ahead.
We don't really like say, for instance, if I break up with somebody and we had a really long relationship and stuff, I might be hurt over it. I might end up, you know, having sex with some random chick and stuff and not thinking too much about it because, you know, I'm horny and I just want to get one off. You know what I'm saying? In comparison to a female, a lot of females, you know, though, they might think about it, you know, work on themselves or not just rush into something. You know, I think guys, we be looking at sex as not that serious, like, you know, it's sex, not a big deal. But with girls, a lot of girls, not all of them, but a lot of girls and stuff, when it comes to sex and stuff, you know, it's a serious thing. It's like, if I'm gonna give myself
sex to you, is more emotional, yeah, for them.
Exactly. It's the same thing with cheating and stuff. Same thing with cheating in a lot of situations. When a guy cheats, is, you know, they were horny and they just, you know, they were, you know, letting their dick do their thinking instead of using their brain. With a female, it's more so of, you know, they built a relationship or some type of connection with that guy, and then it leads to, you know, them having an affair and stuff. So it's more serious, you know what I'm saying? So I think we just be looking at it. We look at it from two different perspectives a lot of times when it comes to a male and a female.
So basically, it's easier to cheat for a guy because we don't put the emotion on Deacon Curse. We don't put the emotional emphasis on the physical part as much as women do, for the most part, because women cheat too. Don't let them fool you. But emotionally, Tao, what are your thoughts on that? And yes, the Deacon did curse. Well, he said dick, but you know,
I'm just glad that was caught on tape because he's gonna deny it forever. You know what I'm saying?
But I never knew it was a curse word, but okay. I never looked at it.
He said it's a body part. I noticed that my little icon works now. You know what it was? My camera was, I was blocking the camera. But my little icon worked now. Now he moved when I move. So you see him talk when I talk. Anyway, Ty, what you think about that? What are your thoughts on why is it? Why does it seem easier for men to move on physically more than women?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like that is a narrative. You know what I mean? And I feel like that is something that people do say and feel like. But I don't know if that's always true, man. Like, I'm just going off of my experiences in life. You know, I haven't really been in love a lot in my life, or many times, I should say. But, yeah, the times that I was in love with somebody and it didn't work out, I felt that. And it took a long time for me to get past that. You know what I'm saying? And it could have even been in situations where I wasn't the most respectful or responsible, you know what I'm saying, in terms of my actions. Hey. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Hey,
Ty. Did you cry in the car?
Possibly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely cried over a girl before, if that's what you're asking me. You know what I'm saying? So I've definitely been there before. And anytime that I didn't take it a certain way, I just wasn't really fully invested emotionally. That's really what it came down to, at least with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, the times where it didn't work out, even if I know that I played a part in why it didn't work out, if I was emotionally invested, it took a toll on me when it didn't work. You know what I'm saying? It took a while for me to get past it. Eventually, I did get past all those situations, but the couple of times that I was in that moment, yeah, like, I took it hard. So I hear the narrative, and I'm aware of it, but the only time it was easy for me to get over something is if I didn't care about that person. Or maybe not, I don't want to sound too harsh. I just really wasn't on the level that they might have been or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe we both wasn't on that level, but the only times I didn't care was when I didn't care. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, I took breakups that I was in love with the person hard. So I'm not buying that narrative, but I know it is a narrative, though.
Listen, when shit hit the fan, jump in the shower. Bernard, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, so, I mean, sex don't really mean anything until it means something. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean...
break that down.
Well, I mean, I don't know. For me, it's like, if I'm not in love with somebody, then sex doesn't mean anything. But if I love them, then it means something. So we're doing the same act, but if I'm doing it with somebody who I don't care about, then it's just a sexual act. You know what I'm saying? It ain't love. But when I'm making love to somebody, I'm making love to them. So, I mean...
If it isn't love, why do I feel this way? Why does she stay on my... I'm going to play that in the background. All right, so... We can move on from this one. I guess, ladies, I try to get some deeper answers, but I just want you to remember, it's not all men.
I just want to say something, too. Like, from me, personal experience, especially what Ty was saying about, you know, being in a serious relationship, I had a girl break my heart before, like, in college, like, just messed me up. And then while I was, like, broken and messed up about it, I was just laying around with other girls and stuff and treating them like whatever, like I didn't care.
He's but being
I
was a hoe. Still hurt. He's being a hoe.
Yeah, but I was still hurt over the girl who broke my heart.
You was a hurt hoe. You was out there, like, being a hurt hoe. Yeah, you know how that's a fact, when you
though,
said D, that?
That's a fact though, D, because that shit don't always kill that.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, you don't always kill the urge. You know what I'm saying? You don't kill the feelings. You kill the urge. You kill the physical part, but you never kill the emotional part, and we.
But real quick, before we go, just real quick, I want to, off what Bernard said, I feel like he's kind of like echoing a little bit of what I was saying on a previous episode of the Fousey B Fake Mad Podcast. Pardon me, I'm tongue-tied like you, Pause. Yeah, like I had mentioned one time that I felt like kissing was more intimate than actually having sex on some planes, depending on the relationship, you know what I mean? And I think that because some of what Bernard was saying kind of echoes that in the sense that you could have casual sex, and if it's a wrap, it's a wrap. It's not an issue. You know what I mean? But if you really have a connection with somebody, male or female, if you have a connection with somebody and it doesn't work out, a man could be hurt too. You know what I'm saying? Like, by that. Depending on the level of love. Yeah, that's a fact.
Right.
If it's a wrap, make sure you wrap it up. Be safe out there. But Christian, you just reminded me when you said you was hurt laying around and whatnot. Yeah, I remember that movie Hitch in the beginning when Will Smith got hurt and he was crying because the girl cheated on him. He's like, what?
Yo,
I can picture
he was like, "Get up, get
yo,
up,
funny, funny, yo, funny story, right? When I broke up with my now wife, because we had a couple of breakups when we were dating and stuff like that. But one of the times we had broke up,
this is being recorded. Don't get yourself in trouble.
Oh no, we good. it's not like that. I know we don't listen to his music anymore, but when one of the times I broke up with my now wife. I just played R. Kelly. What's that song? I Can't Sleep. Yo, I played that.
I can't sleep, baby.
Yo, I played that for 2 hours straight. I was like all messed up. I was like, yo, what am I doing?
Yo, we'll move on. But you just reminded me of an episode of like a divorce court, and the judge was like, "Well, how you know he cheated?" And she said, "Your Honor, he just kept playing Usher Confessions over and over and over until I asked him, do you have something to tell me?" He said, "I cheated on you." The music talk.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
All right. Speaking of breakups, Chris Brown has caused a couple to break up as a man fumes over his girlfriend receiving a lap dance from a star at a concert. So Chris Brown has this thing at his concert where he pulls a girl on stage and he does his signature moves as he performs erotic dancing while singing, "I want to take you down." Y'all know that shit. It's a jam. He put up this one girl and her boyfriend apparently, who was there with her. First of all, you took your girl to a Chris Brown concert and brought her to the front row and you expect her to act different? All right, so anyway, and this is a clip. So they have it on video. The brunette beauty looked delighted and ran her hands down Chris's body while she fanned herself with her other hand. Her partner, his name is Dash, not to be confused with Dame, took offense to the act, writing alongside his post, because he recorded this shit. He recorded and said, POV, buying my girlfriend front row tickets to see Chris Brown. He added, "I want my $500 and my girlfriend back." One person said, "Break up with her right now. She knows better." He wrote, "Just to update everyone regarding the Chris Brown concert, I'm no longer with my girlfriend, but she says she doesn't think what she did was wrong." I'm not going to read the rest because it's talking about Chris, and it switches into Chris. He's done this multiple times, but this is a signature move. Now, it's been on the internet for a while, and if you get front row seat, you run the risk of Chris Brown pointing at your girl and saying, "Hey, you want to come on stage and get a lap dance?" Now, he's not doing anything crazy, right? I mean, he's gyrating on your woman in front of you. But this reeks of insecurity to me. Tao, is this insecure on a man's part? Or what would you do if you were in this situation? And again, right before you answer that, let me go and tell y'all a story. Story time by Fuzzy B. So I was with this girl once and we went on vacation. I don't know where. No. This is back when I lived in Baltimore. And she said, "Hey, you want to go to a basketball game?" I said, yeah, I'll get the ticket. So Baltimore doesn't have a basketball team, but the DC does, the Washington Wizards. And so I looked up and I said, "What game is playing with what players I want to see?" The Orlando Magic. All right. They got Dwight Howard. I think Jameer Nelson was out, I don't remember, but you know, a couple of good players. They were actually a competitive team. I said, "All right, we'll go to the Magic game." DC wasn't as hot back then, so the tickets weren't that expensive. I mean, I didn't care. I had Verizon money back then. Get like it wasn't front row, but it was like second row, you know, second or third row. You know, I was flexing on them. I wasn't ultimate flexing, but you know, it was a major flex. And that was the worst mistake I've ever made in my life. Dwight Howard smiling at my girlfriend. He's sweating. I look at her. She's sweating. "What the fuck are you sweating for? You're not playing the game." "I'm not sweating. It's not that hot in here." She fanning and Dwight come over and say hi to everybody. He ain't say hi to me. But he definitely, "Hey, how you doing?" It's like, "Yo, you don't see me sitting here?" Like, I used to be a fan up until about 2 minutes ago, bro. So I get it. I wasn't insecure, right? I should stay with her for a couple more years. But it's just like, never a fucking game will hot. If we go somewhere, we're not getting front row seats. You know, she's a very beautiful and talented lady. And, you know, man, I took that L. You know, I took that one on the chin. You know, rubbing her face and her chest like Chris Brown gyrating on her. Anyway, Tao,
is the guy insecure? And is he wrong? Is she wrong for accepting to go on stage with Chris Brown knowing he was going to give her a lap dance? And do remember she rubbed her hand on his body while he was dancing. I mean, she ain't grab his peen or anything, but still.
Yeah, nah. to answer all those questions, yes, the guy is insecure, clearly. And, I don't blame her at all. I mean, if he took her to a Chris Brown concert, that means she's a fan of Chris Brown. And if he went the extent to get front row seats, either he was trying to front or he really did want to make it special for her. Like, if that's part of the show, that's part of the show. And at the end of the day, yeah, that's insecure to me, man. Like I don't move like that. I've never been a jealous type. That's just how I'm built. I've never been like that. Because I always looked at it like, if you're going to do something, you're going to do it regardless if I'm mad about it or not. You know what I'm saying? That was kind of always my outlook. You're not with a person 24 hours a day. So I can't, you know, I just got to be able to trust you. Long story short, yeah, man. Like, that's pure insecurity. Wait, it's a concert. Wait, it's a concert. It's Chris Brown.
Let me push back real quick, Pauls.
All right, talk to me.
I'm not saying you're going to be mad and you're not going to be with her every day, but. And clearly, she's not leaving with Chris Brown. She's leaving with you.
Of course, yeah.
But looking at her get hot and bothered and turned on by Chris Brown, she rubbing on this man. She's smacking his
dancing.
Ass.
That's not they dancing. And she's smacking his ass. Come on, son. They dancing. It's a concert, bro. It's a concert. You feel me? And like, yeah, like I just right, so personally.
Plot twist. What if you go I home could, with I her? Deal with that. Hang tight. Plot twist. That. All right. She mm-hmm. went. To, you took her to this Chris Brown concert. She gyrated on. He cried around her. She didn't give him a lap dance. He gave her a lap dance. It's part of the experience. She got to see one of her favorite artists up close and personal. You get to doing the business with her, and she screamed out Chris' name by accident. Now it's their
That's
problem.
Movie shit. That's movie shit. That's not happening. That's movie shit. And girls are not that stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way. My girl might be thinking about it in her head, but she ain't going to be stupid enough to say son's name. So that's strictly hypothetical. That would never happen. Keeping it real. Look, you could be in a relationship and still, like admire somebody for their beauty. You know what I mean? Like if you're watching a movie with your girl, I'm not gonna be mad if she sees, you know, whoever Denzel or Idris Elba, whoever is supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? And
they not gyrating on her in front of you.
I get it. But this is the same. It's not the same thing, but it's the same ballpark. Like you said, she's not going home with Chris Brown. It's a part of the experience. It's a part of the entertainment factor. So it's not like, you know what I'm saying? Like even if that is a fantasy of hers, like you still going home with her at the end of the day. She's not going home with Chris Brown. I mean, she might go home with Chris Brown. That would change the situation.
I was like, what if he invited her to the back after her, party?
Now that changes the dynamic. That changes the dynamic. If it turns into a meet and greet, and I'm not allowed to go back there with her, you know what I'm saying? And it turns into that.
No, you can go. Story. You just can't go to the VIP part.
Nah. If we going back there, we both going back there. Other than that,
Bernard,
what
are your thoughts on this? You let her go to the VIP by herself?
Nah, like, I feel two ways about it. Yes, I'm going to be upset about it. But at the same time, if I put myself in her shoes and it was a female entertainer, I
you doing that shit for Janet Jackson?
Yes.
Yeah, and you're going to be tight if she mad at you. You're going to be tight. Right. Why are you mad? It's Janet Jackson, baby. Damn. Oh,
it's a double-edged sword, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, dang, that was Chris Brown as once in a lifetime, but I don't want her going in the back doming him up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. Like,
it's once in a lifetime, but you paid for it. Deegan, what are your thoughts on, does wifey like Chris Brown?
Nah, she likes Morris Chestnut.
So, well, he's not a performer, but you know, let's say if he was doing a Mel review or some shit, and Morris Chestnut said, "Hey, you seem really cool. Why don't you guys come back? But past this door right here is only women, because the other women don't feel comfortable with men back there. But you can hang out and sit in catering, eat all the food you want, drink all the drinks you want. She'll be back in a half an hour or so. You letting that go down?
Nah." Yeah, I'm with Bernard Tatar. In terms of like a lap dance, like the Chris Brown situation, I'm all like if you would want Ashanti, like me, y'all, if y'all know me, y'all know I love Ashanti. Yeah. So if Ashanti pulled me up on stage, I would want a lap dance. So I ain't gonna try to. If my wife was a big fan of Chris Brown and he pulled her
well
up,
aware of that your wife is probably well aware of that too.
Exact facts. Yeah, I wouldn't mind her doing that.
But how comfortable are you getting a lap dance from Ashanti with your wife staring at you?
I'm perfectly fine. It's Ashanti. I'm perfectly fine as long as you're cool with it.
I like Ashanti, but I like my wife.
He probably already broke it down to her. He probably already was like, look, babe, if we ever go to the continent, if she pulls me up there, you know what time it is. Shit. He probably already
but
had
the backstage. The backstage thing, though, without me, nah, that ain't going down. Like, I think there was a video with the baby when he took some dude's chick to the back without the dude, and the dude was like, we breaking up if you go, and she went. I was like, yeah, I'm all for what that dude did. Break up with that chick. And then Wu-Tang Clan, they got a video of them doing that with some chick, too. They take the chick on a bus with the whole group. And the guys, they said the guy can't come on the bus. I'm like, yo, nah.
Yo, that dude actually took his girl to small claims court because of money he owed. And he was like, she had sex with the Wu-Tang Clan. And she was like, I went on the bus with them. I didn't say I had sex. It's literally an episode
well, we
like
know,
that.
We know what happened. We know what happened.
Yeah, that's not
when you
down.
Say you ain't have yeah, sex. Did you use your mouth?
That's where it becomes a fine line. Honestly,
facts, you know what I'm saying?
It's
yep,
one thing
it's
for the stage performance
like
entertainment, but it's another. It's almost like Sonny in the Bronx Tale where he's like, "Yo, the real test is you walk behind the car. If she opens the back for you, you know she's the one. If your girl goes backstage and you got a match to go with her." She ain't the one.
She ain't
you know
the
how
one.
They say industry and street? She belongs to the industry at that point. Right, not the streets. She belongs to the industry.
You want to go backstage with Chris Brown without me? All right. Chris Brown going to have to drive you home, too. I'll talk right. to you. I'll see you another lifetime. That's facts.
Yeah, what happens if you leave and she don't got a ride? But what if she got the car keys in her purse? Then you really...
I'll do an Uber or something like that. Yeah, we done. We ain't talking no more. Yeah, no phone number. I'm taking it off Facebook. We done.
There's no need to wait for that. I'm out of here.
We done. All right.
All right. So with me, I won't lie. I might feel some type of way about it. I just gave out that Dwight Howard story. But it didn't really bother me in the long run, right? Because I knew it was what I like to call top of the layer feelings. Like you scrape the top layer off and everything is still there. So it didn't really bother me. I mean, because of that experience, I'm not buying front row tickets to anywhere.
What happened with the Dwight Howard situation?
Nothing. He came and gave her an autograph after the game, but he didn't disrespect me. He just gave her an autograph. He did act like I wasn't there. He gave me the head nod, and he was like talking to the fans. And he gave a little kid his sneakers, but he looking at her like, you guys from the area? So he was talking in plural, but he was talking to her. You know, and I'm like, yeah, we live in Baltimore. You know, I was answering the questions for the crowd. Knowing her, she wouldn't have did anything anyway. You know, she probably would have broke up with me first. But which I would have respected. Nah, so I still don't like Dwight Howard because of that. Because, you know, he ain't pay me no attention. Like, bro, I'm a basketball fan. I'm so the one that said you're going to be better than Shaq. This is back when
like,
he played for the Magic.
Grow up and have sex with his wife now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yo, Fousey,
nowadays,
you really,
I might
you,
get
you
Dwight
really
Howard.
Said
too,
that.
But,
you, there was a point in time that you said something like that. That Dwight Howard would be better than Shaq. You really said something like that before?
I said he could be better than Shaq.
That's crazy. That's
could
crazy.
Be when he
I'm
was like,
that's
yo, when he was beast mode. You know, he had aspirations to be the next Shaq. No. He wanted to be Superman.
I know. Yeah, I
you
know.
But for that 2 year period. Anyway, like I said, I wouldn't really be mad at Chris Brown, but oh, I'm over here by catering. No, I'm taking this whole bottle. Actually, I met with Chris Brown before, so he's actually a real good dude. I met him in Baltimore when he was younger performing. And all he was a kid at the time, right? And he was fucking – he came on a tour bus, and grown-ass women were writing their phone number on the tour bus on the outside. Just like, hey, call me. Actually, we set up – it was in Morgan State at the Fine Arts Center in the back parking lot. He keeps a basketball court under his tour bus. He used to anyway. He would set up a full court. And so we went out there, and, you know, I was playing for a little bit. This one I was still, you know, and I still had my athleticness as far as basketball. And I realized, like, nah, Chris Brown can play. I'm good. I'm going back to checking the arena to make sure. I used to work for the event staff. So he hit one move on me, and I was like, all right, I'm done. But I didn't want to get embarrassed because, you know, they had the cameras out and shit. Anyway, moving on. I wouldn't be mad at Chris Brown. I'd be mad at myself, put myself in that situation. Because if I would have feelings about that, I should not put myself in a position where my woman can hurt me in front of the world or thousands of people. And I'm also not going to record that shit. And if I'm going to record it, I am not going to put it on the internet. Like, just to say my point of view, you buy $500 tickets to get front row to see your woman rubbing on Chris Brown while he's gyrating on her. I'm good.
Yo, that should have been a follow-up question when we record it, because I'm not sure if I feel comfortable recording that, but she can enjoy herself. But I don't know if I'm going to, like, try and, you know, get a good angle. And I don't know if I'm going to do all that.
Mr. Deacon, but you would want someone to record you with Ashanti. You need to prove for the homies.
I'm going to ask a random or something like that.
Yeah, you speak to. Yeah, he caught you right there with that one. That's a bad. He caught you with that one.
Honestly,
you
know
we ain't believe
you. Yo, Ashanti brought me on stage.
Nobody recorded nothing. That's gotta be in your mental Rolodex.
That gotta be in the mental.
Yeah, you know,
I guess telling somebody to move out, be like, move out the way.
Chris Brown's trying to ground on my wife. Move out. I'm trying to.
The only way I can see myself being a cameraman is if we like, yo, babe, I'm a video you, and we gonna send this shit to TMZ, and we gonna act like we broke up because you let Chris Brown grind on you. I might do that. You know what I'm saying? For that. But other than that, I'm not. Nah, we ain't doing that.
But now you're doing the 6ix9ine deal where you.
So back to the original question. Old boy was insecure.
For the article, you know what I'm saying? He's definitely insecure, man. I'm definitely insecure too.
It ain't just him, it's me. I'm insecure too. You know what I'm
saying? Hey, dude's being secure. I'm dude.
Yeah. Because at this point, you might as well.
So you would break up with Shorty? You would break up with Shorty if that was your lady?
I mean,
he absolutely would.
I understand. What's why she would do what she did. But at that point, what if she take it to the next level after the concert? It's like, okay, if you was cool with that, you might as well get me the massage joint and get you going on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Now she want to take it.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah, we're not doing that. I respect you saying that you would be upset. But at the same time, there's no way you would have bought her front row seats to the Chris Brown concert, right?
Right.
Y'all would have been in the 200 section.
I wouldn't even put us in that.
Something realistic.
Right, yeah.
So that makes sense.
Hey,
so
at least maybe he didn't know.
That, you know what I'm saying? But at least you recognize that. Like, let me not put myself in danger.
Right.
I can't take the heat. You know what I'm saying? Like,
That was literally just my deep dive. I want y'all to know that. I literally just said that I wouldn't put myself in that position. I'll be mad at me putting myself in that position. And then you gotta be, watch this. Then you gotta be fake mad so that she can make it up to you. So, all right. But speaking of being fake mad, there's this video I sent to you guys. I don't know if you actually watched it. Of this woman. She's not a woman. She's a demon. This demon with boobs dancing in a club, and she's putting on lipstick. And she's kissing guys in their back. Like, and they don't realize it. They think people just bumping in them. But she's literally putting lipstick on her lip. And she's kissing the back of these guys' shirt. So I think we all can agree she's a demon. But Deacon, I'll start with you again, because I know you're a man that's actually married. How would you come home and your wife is like, why you got all these lipstick prints on the back of your shirt? The hell you been doing? And you're going to be like, it was Ashanti? Now, how do you explain that? Like, this is the first time I've seen it too. But now, how would you explain that? And what's wrong with this woman?
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm not even sure how you would, you know, get out of that or explain that. That's a weird situation to be in. I mean, I'll probably say what you just said. I don't know where that came from, but... That's all you can say because I'm dumbfounded too. I mean, that's crazy. I don't know why a woman would do something like that. That's evil.
You gotta get in like in self defense mode. Like,
what kind of shit you think I'm into is she kissing the back of my shirt like this? Like,
yeah, that's crazy, son.
Kyle, what are your thoughts on this? How do you explain this to your lady if you come home with your shirt with a bunch of lipstick kisses all over it? You're like, whoa, you was dancing with Chris Brown.
you know what's crazy? I don't want to say my real answer because I feel like I don't want to violate the show or whatever, but I don't.
There's no violations on the show.
There's an answer.
Speak. Okay, so yo,
I'm going to say white people. That's going to be my explanation for that. I saw the video. I saw the girl that was doing the kissing. And when I first heard it, before I clicked on the video, I said to myself, that's some white people shit. No offense to white people because I love white people. I got many white friends. All right. So no offense, and to none of the white listeners that might listen to this podcast, I mean, no disrespect, but that's really the only explanation that I could give. Like, some white girl in the club was doing some white people shit, and she just kissing random people on the back and reapplying lipstick and doing it, and she was drunk, and that was what it was, baby.
He ruined your shirt, son.
That's what I'm... Yeah, see, I would have been more tight about that, honestly, because I feel
that's
like...
That's a great answer. I just want to chime in and say that's a great answer by Todd.
That's a great answer.
If I said that to my wife, she'd be fine. She would definitely understand that. That's a great answer.
That makes sense. Yeah,
that's a great answer. I wish I... Bernard, never happens. I can do that.
Hey, Chris is about to use that as an excuse for anything. Yeah. Why you home late? Why you
ever put himself in that position? Trust me.
I put that in my.
Deacon don't even go to the club anymore. He go to the club fitness. Bernard, how would you explain this to a lady you date and you come on with kisses all over the back of your shirt?
I'm not that quick. To quick with the answers, you know what I'm saying? So if you coming home from the club and you drinking or whatever, and then your lady see that, I'm just dead in the water at that point because I don't have nothing off the top of my head like that. So I'm pretty much screwed.
You taking an L on that one?
I'm going to just take that because I don't have nothing. How do I can't even figure out what to say. Like, there's red lipstick on my back, and she's upset right now, probably screaming and cursing me out, thinking I did something and I didn't do anything. All I can say is...
Can you imagine your face when you look at your shirt and it's a bunch of fucking lipstick on the back?
Yeah, I'm going to be looking like my mouth is going to be on the ground. Like, I'm just as shocked as you. I didn't know. But she
what if taking that L means that she goes backstage to the Chris Brown concert?
I mean, I guess that would just be one time I lost. You
know? Like, she get the mulligan for that time.
Right, man. Right. I can't explain.
You're like, damn, I did have lipstick on my back.
Yeah, I did.
I would have been like, yo, this one of your friends trying to set us up. You know your friends don't like me with you. I don't know how else to explain that. Like,
I'm notating all these answers that y'all saying. Just so we got the white people shit, and then we got your friends trying to set us up because they don't want us to be together. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you the one giving her the free pass. All right. Let's break it down. Break it down. See that Chris Brown song. All right, Bernard, what do you think, Matt, about this week? And I know you got something because I've been seeing your post on Facebook.
Inflation is a motherfucker, man. Like,
What I was seeing on Facebook.
Well, what were you seeing on Facebook?
All your damn posts. Anyway, go ahead. Inflation. You mad at inflation.
Yeah. I'm just mad at inflation right now. And also, I think one of my posts was about paying tithes in the church. I do. It's nothing wrong with giving money to church, but if I'm coming to church and it's my first time coming to your church and all I hear is about giving money, that's not going to save my soul. And it's going to turn me away from your church. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to come there to get deliverance. You know what I'm saying? To be a better person. And then we can get to charitable donations and all that later on. But right
10%
now,
10% of your tithes.
I need to hear something that's going to draw me in, you know, so I could be a part of.
You mean like the church woman? Deegan. What are you fake mad about this week?
Anthony Davis, you know. Anthony Davis has put me through, you know, a lot of stressful nights right now. So, you know, I'm just trying to get through that right now. Hopefully I have a happy night tonight when he plays the Suns. You know, I'm not sure which Anthony Davis is going to show up. It's going to be a top 10 player or the YMCA Anthony Davis player. I'm not sure. So
better not be Dwight Howard looking at your girl, Anthony Davis. Anyway,
the That's what I'm fake mad about right now. Fake mad about Anthony Davis.
Tao, he fucking up the church money. Tao, what are you fake mad about this week?
I can't front. I'm not really mad about nothing, man. I enjoyed tonight, man. I'm actually fake mad that it's over already. I didn't even realize we was done already, but actually, I do have something now that I think about it. So I don't want to sound like a hater or nothing, right? But I'm fake mad about the show, this show Swarm. Do we all know about this show?
Don't do that. What you fake mad about?
I didn't watch it yet, but you can talk about it.
In all fairness, I'm going to say this. I've only seen the first episode. Right,
you gotta watch.
I was compelled to watch it based on the reaction, like the overwhelming reaction that I seen. And you know, I'm just fake mad that I hated it after the first episode. I thought it was terrible. And
give it some more time.
I fuck with Donald Glover, you know what I'm saying? But it just felt like, I feel like when it comes to cinema and shows and stuff like that, sometimes with some of these people, these creative people, there's a fine line between being creative and being just weird, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I know that artsy and stuff like that, there's like, it's like blurred lines, but that shit was just weird to me, and I didn't get it. So I'm fake mad about that, but I'm gonna keep watching it.
You gotta watch it
through. I'm gonna try to see it through, but yeah, I'm fake mad about Swarm right now.
I would tell you that that girl that starred in it is a top five craziest actress in a role that I've seen. I've seen a lot of movies.
Okay.
Oh, you talking all time?
Crazy. I'm talking about like the craziest actress and the shit that she does all time. Like, I'm giving top five. Right,
I definitely gotta watch it.
Psycho,
now.
Like y'all know, like the Psycho.
You got that chick from Misery. That chick from Misery.
Like, that's what I was thinking about. Not Psycho, but Misery. Yeah, like she up there in nose range and just the way she reacts. I don't want to give it away because you guys have not watched it. But some of that shit she do was just out of nowhere. You'd be like, "What the fuck?" Like it'd be like you watching.
By the time you do your next show that you invite me on, I'll be caught up, so I'll be able to give you another fake mad thing at the end when I'm mad that I'm still
fake mad. I only watched one episode. No,
I'm fake mad. I watched it because you told me to watch, and it was still garbage.
I'm mad about what's his name on BMF? The crazy dude Lamar, I think his name is.
Yeah, Lamar, yep.
Yeah, I'm mad he's a crackhead now, man. I was sad to see
him on that crack. He put him on the pipe.
Yeah.
Sucking that glass dick.
That was unfortunate, man.
I'm fake mad about emotions. Emotions because sometimes you link with someone. I'm talking about a woman and a man. Or I guess if it's your thing, a man and a man or a woman and a woman. But emotions when you link with someone and then it might not be the right time or the right place for you. And despite the warnings, y'all want to go ahead and move forward and you think it's going to work out. And then one of those people realize, hey, this is not working. Let me not waste other person's time. And in that, when you don't want to waste the other person's time, you become the bad guy. You become the depths of hell. And hell has no scorn like a woman's fury. I'm just saying, I hear some things. Anyway, anything else to be fake mad about? Let me see. My nuts are trash, so, I'm happy the Cowboys making moves, so, All right, y'all, let's get out of here. I appreciate your time. This has been the Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B. Take care of yourselves and each other. Love each other. Heal each other. We don't know how much time we got left, but while we're here, let's keep it real with each other. Love and peace and soul. That was Soul Train, not mine. I stole it, but it is what it is.